Good morning. Thank you all for making it here today. We just want to welcome you here to our worship service, and especially for those of you who are visiting. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. There's just a few announcements. Today, on the 2nd, we're going to have Andrew Elliott be coming as a missionary. And then on July 9th, we're having Grace May come as a missionary too. And we're going to be taking a love offering for both of them 2 weeks in a row. So make note of that. And then, as you maybe saw up on the screen, we're doing our Hills Alive youth group trip in July. On July 14th, we're taking off, and we'll be back on the 17th. If you guys want any more details about that, you guys just come ask me. I have a sheet. If you really want to get nosy and want to know more, you can have that sheet, and you can know exactly what we're doing all the time. As far as that goes, too, if you guys are out garage sailing, Goodwills, or maybe you have some, we need air mattresses and sleeping bags, and so if you guys have those, you would like to donate them for future trips, or if you want to just let us use them, mark them, whatever you guys feel like you need to do, like, we would really appreciate that a lot. So, is there any other announcements today? If not, we will start with our call to worship, and it is from Psalms 63, 1 through 4. It says, O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water, thus I have seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name.
Again, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. Ask you to stand with me, if you are able, to sing together number 350, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." The song will also be up on the screen. Number 350, "'Tis So Sweet."
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to to trust him more.
If you would greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. There's a couple of them that have been given to me. As we continue to pray for Brad Hahn, he starts his second round of treatment on Monday. From what I understand and talking with him and others, that he was just starting to feel better. Taste was returning, and now he'll go through all that cycle again. So we'll be praying for Brad and the process he's going through. Also, we continue to pray for Mark Wagnus. He had an interrupted surgery this week and some concerns about his heart. He's home recovering and doing well, but the stepping into the cardiology realm and having a couple of tests coming up. And then also for community member Keith Fawcett. He has been diagnosed with a brain tumor, and he'll be having surgery this week on that. So, as well as we have a praise for the amount of rain that has shown up this week, is grateful for how God answers our prayer. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Oh, that's a huge praise. Yes, amen. As walking through this time over the several years, it's always great to have that clear diagnosis. And so we praise God for Shirley's time with the doctor and getting the all clear for this year. So that's wonderful. Any other prayer requests or praises? Anita? So David Freemark had an MRI on his wrist on Friday, and so we will pray for wisdom for the doctors as they look at the MRI and moving forward. June, you had a prayer request. Yeah.
Praise that Ron's be able to be back in church and that the surgery went well and he's recovering slowly.
It is a huge praise that Ron has come through surgery and is healing and he's able to be back with us. And we also pray for Bob as he's got cataract surgery coming up in the not-too-distant future. Same with my father-in-law, Bob. He's getting into that realm of cataracts. So he will have, we haven't talked to the surgeon yet, but that's coming up as well. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Well, I'm glad that we reminded you today and not Tuesday. If we get a volume discount, would that work? we will pray for Ernie and Shirley. That's both of you together. That's that's taking being a couple to new heights. Okay, that's even better. As long as you had different eyes done, you know. Any other prayer requests or praises? We never want to make light of a surgery, but it is glad we have humor. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, we thank you for the opportunity of setting aside today to worship together. It is not just us. It is all those that belong to the body of Christ. For when your Son rose from the dead, the impact on our world is such that it changed the day of worship for your people. And so we meet today to fellowship together, to share our lives. I thank you that in meeting together, it is just a reminder of what eternity will one day be, where we will see you face to face and we will fellowship with you, with one another, with our loved ones that have gone on before us that knew you as their Savior. And that is the hope that we have and the picture we have today, that you are active and living in this world. We are praising you for the rain that you have sent our way. And for those that maybe got a lot in a short bit of time and dealing with flooding, we pray that you would watch over them. For our crops, for our pasture lands, we thank you for providing the moisture that we need. And we continue to pray that you would always show your provision to us as you've promised. Father, we also lift up those that have health needs. We lift up Brad Hahn and his family as they walk with him through this time and for going back up to Aberdeen tomorrow for the treatment. One, that you would help Brad in just the be still in the time there, that he would have peace of mind and heart. We also pray as you as the great physician would heal. We ask that you would touch his body and that through the medical treatments, the wisdom of, that you've given to the medical team, but also your healing hand, would sustain him through the days ahead. Father, we also lift up Keith Fawcett to you and this diagnosis of a brain tumor and the surgery that is scheduled. We pray that you would be an ever-present help in his life and his family's life. Father, we also are grateful for medical staff and the opportunity that Shirley had to go through the tests again and to be declared cancer-free. Father, she is a testament of your great faithfulness. And we pray for her and Ernie as they have cataract surgery tomorrow, that you would guide the doctor in the healing process. Also pray for Bob and my father-in-law, Bob, as they have upcoming cataract surgeries. We lift up Ron and praise you for the healing you've provided and the strength you've had to return and the opportunity of him being back fellowshipping with us. Father, we pray for David Freemark and with his MRI Friday, that you give wisdom to the doctors about a treatment plan and moving forward. And Father, we are grateful for missionaries that you have raised up among us, as well as brought in our path for us to support. We pray for the Taves as they minister in the Kadoka area, and just ask that you would open doors of ministry, not just through the school year, but also through the summer in the different churches and pulpits that he fills. We also pray for the upcoming weeks. We are grateful for the Elliots and the work that you've called them to at Frontier, and for Grace May and the work with Navigators in the Lawrence and Kansas City metro area. Just the reminder that you are constantly at work. Help us to join you there. And we have that opportunity to do that through the missionaries we support. We pray for our world with the unrest in Ukraine and the uncertainty of Russia and all the events that transpired in the last 48 hours. You know fully what is going on. And we pray that you would bring peace to that realm. We pray for our missionaries and families that are affected. Pray for the Manas as they are in Kyiv. Pray for Holly Friesen as she is ministering a lot closer to the front lines, and with the medical needs of communities, that you would protect and give them open doors of ministry. Father, we truly understand that this world will not have peace until your Son is ruling and reigning on the throne. Until that time, he rules through us. He influences the world by us being salt and light. So help us to fulfill our mission. Father, we just ask that the offering we're about to receive from your people would go for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, all. We're glad to see you this morning. It was a couple of pretty nice rains we've had. I know the amounts varied kind of widely across the area, but we were provided with what we needed, I guess, where we needed it. Thank you, Christina, for that song, that hymn you played. I was reminded of, I was thinking of the words as you were playing, and you know, of how God takes care of us. You know, if he'll take care of the smallest of creatures he created, how much more is he taking care of us? But I invite you to stand. We'll sing a few songs here this morning.
With all your heart, with all your
I was going over our songs for today, I was also realizing that how much I need these songs that I sing, that we sing together, and the reminders that are in them. You know, because as this next song says, Lord, I need you. And I need him a lot more often than I call on him. Even though by nature I want to figure it all out myself.
Oh God, how I need.
seated for this next song. On this one, we're going to sing the first verse all together, and then the ladies are going to sing the second verse. The men will sing the third verse, and then we'll sing the fourth verse again. It's a short instrumental, and we'll repeat the chorus on it.
Savior, I surrender. Father, may that indeed be our prayer and our attitude this morning, that we would surrender everything to you. We would seek to follow you with all our hearts, souls, mind, and strength. We pray that you'd be with our time now as we look into your word, and that we would listen attentively to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.